Good morning to all of you. We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house today. We want to begin with our call to worship, and we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, where we're going to be introducing another section in this letter that was written to the church at Thessalonica. And it says, "Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith." This is one of those passages where you see the heart of the Apostle Paul for the church there at Thessalonica. He just couldn't take it any longer. That's the idea of forbear. We could not forbear any longer. I've got to know how they're doing. I've got to know that they're following after Christ. And so he sent the youngest of the party to go back to Thessalonica to check on them. That's an interesting thing. We'll say more about that during the morning message. But I think that Timothy had demonstrated that at a young age, he had a heart for the gospel. And he had a heart for the people there at Thessalonica. He would draw less attention than the Apostle Paul had, and would be able to go in there and assess the situation and be used of God to encourage. But I want you to see the heart of the Apostle Paul. He wasn't concerned about how they were doing financially. He was not concerned about how popular they were in the city. He was concerned about their growth in Christ. He was concerned that they were not becoming discouraged by the persecution and the pressures that were upon them, that the Jewish religionists had brought, as well as the pagans. He was concerned about their Christian life. Oh, how we need to be concerned for each other's Christian life. You know, we can be concerned about a host of all kinds of things, but what's the most important thing? When you pray for another brother and sister in Christ, we certainly are concerned about their health and their financial being, but are we concerned about their spiritual life? Are we concerned about their growth in Jesus Christ? That's whenever you're getting down to the nitty-gritty of love and concern for your fellow brother and sister in Christ. You want to know, are you growing in Christ? Are you being strengthened in the Word? Do you understand what God is doing in the times? You're walking with Him. And so I'm so thankful that God included a little bit of the heart of the Apostle Paul. He sent Timothy because Satan had stood in the way and prevented him from going from Athens back to Thessalonica. So he sent a younger man to go that would draw less attention and be able to assess the situation. May we have a heart for each other. Amen. May we have a heart to pray for each other every day. And then to encourage each other. A text, a phone call, an email. So how you doing today, brother or sister in Christ? And share something that you learn from God's Word. That's how we build and encourage and establish one another. And we're going to get into that as well in this third chapter. May God encourage us from His Word today.